Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to the Battleground, a quickly thrown together game. Got it put together last night. So the Indians will be playing an extra game before we go to the tournament. And the Indians will be playing the Spencerville Bearcats tonight. And got a little distortion here, and I'm not sure why. Let me just hang on just a second. I'm going to see if I can fix this. I don't know. Nope, that didn't help. I'm not sure what the problem is, but we're distorting just a little bit, and I'm not sure why. See if I can fix it. That helped a little bit, but we'll see. We'll get through the game anyway. So for the Indians, it's going to be Reese Evers on the mound again for the Indians, and he had a really good game his last time out. For the Spencerville Bearcats, they will put Evan Oesting leading it off, Carter Lehman, Gavin Swartz, Cooper Chapman, Blaze Young, Tyson Patterson, Owen Conley, Aiden Graham, Patrick Berg, and Ashton Simmendinger. And Ashton Simmendinger is going to be pitching for the Bearcats. And for the Indians, it's going to be Troy Homan, Alex Dews, Caden Homan, Alex Garkey, Reese Wendell back in the lineup, Caden Grizzy, Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby, and Reese Evers. Caden Homan was batting third. He'll be designated hitting for right fielder Sage Wendell. They're going to do the lineups and the national anthem. So let's take a break here, and we'll come back in just a couple minutes and begin this extra game. Back in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Welcome back to the battleground, where our Indians are taking on the Spencerville Bearcats. And we're going to be starting up here shortly. Reese Evers on the mound for the Indians. And let's kind of go around the infield. Of course, Riggs Toby catching. Gavin Fowler at first base. Garkey at second base. Alex at shortstop. Grizzy at third. And Reese Wendell is back in the lineup after a few days off after a jammed elbow, shoulder, something a few days ago. And he'll be in left field. Troy Homan in center field. And Sage Wendell out in right field for the Indians. So for the Spencerville Bearcats, it'll be Evan Osting, Carter Lehman, Gavin Swartz, Cooper Chapman is going to be their first four. Then Blaze Young, Tyson Patterson, Owen Conley, Adam Graham, Patrick Berg, and Ashton Simmendinger will be the rest of the lineup. And Evan Osting is going to step in to start it off here for the Bearcats. Bearcats, I did have their record written down, but I don't know where I put it. But I think they are, I believe, 5-15, something like that. Evan Osting is the batter. Senior, batting right-handed. First pitch, a little inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Reese Evers on the mound for the Indians. Swing, might have been a foul tip off of Riggs's glove. Back to the screen. One ball, one strike. First batter here, and the game starting a little later than normal. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. And receivers comes to the plate again. That one's, I thought that was a little high. He calls it a strike. So that's a strikeout looking for receivers. One up, one down. So the first pitch was a ball. The next three were strikes from receivers. Carter Lehman is going to come to the plate now. He's the senior center fielder. First pitch, called strike. He's batting left-handed. It's a little high. One ball, one strike. One out. Just getting started here. Spencerville Bearcats visiting here, Fort Recovery. And receivers on the mound for the Indians. That one's a little outside. Two balls and a strike to Lehman. That one's hit. Slow. One hopper over to third base. Short hops the first baseman and kind of gets over his glove. And Lehman is at first base on an error, I'm going to call that. So one on, one out. The second baseman, Gavin Schwartz. He's a junior batting right-handed. Number three in the lineup for the Bearcats today. Receivers. Throws over. Back in time, diving. Carter Lehman, the center fielder for the Bearcats. Evers comes to the plate again. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. Gavin Schwartz at the plate for the Bearcats. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Runner at first. One out. Cleanup hitter Cooper Chapman on deck. Throws over. He's back in time. Ball gets away, but only goes about 5 feet, and the runner's laying on the ground, so he's not going anywhere. Receivers looks in, gets his sign. One ball, one strike. That one's a called strike. One ball, two strikes to Gavin Schwartz. Second baseman for the Bearcats today. That one's a little inside. Two balls, two strikes. Evers brings it a little high. Full count. Three balls, two strikes to Gavin Schwartz now. One out. Just getting going here in the top of the first inning. Full count. Payoff pitch coming to the plate. Runner goes. And that's a walk. So the runner is at second base. And a walk puts runners at first and second. Riggs Toby's going to go out and talk to Reese Evers and get things sorted out here. The cleanup batter, Cooper Chapman, the first baseman for the Bearcats. Senior batting right-handed. One out, runners at first and second. First one got there on an error, and next one got there by way of a walk. First pitch is a little low. One ball, no strikes. One out. Two Bearcats on. That one's fouled back. Back behind the screen. One and one. Chapman's ready in the box. Evers is ready on the mound. Glances back at the runner at second. That'll come to the plate, and that's a slow curve that goes right into the heart of the strike zone. One ball, two strikes. One out. Runners at first and second. Top of the first for the Bearcats. Nobody scored yet. That one's fouled out of play. Count stays a ball and two strikes. That's a foul tip at the plate. Count again stays one ball, two strikes. Reese Evers battling Cooper Chapman. Reese looks in, gets his sign, glances back at the runner at second, comes to the plate. That's a slow curve called strike three. So that's the second strikeout for Reese today, both of them looking. That's two outs now. He's one out away from getting out of this little bit of a jam here. Runners at first and second, now two outs. Catcher Blaze Young at the plate. He's a sophomore. And that, he fakes a throw back to second base. And Lehman scampers back. Young ready in the batter's box. Receivers comes to the plate. Left him a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, two on. Top of the first inning. Spencerville Bearcats batting. Two away. It's a big old swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. It's number five batter in the lineup for Spencerville Bearcats. Two outs. 1-1 count. Receivers for the Indians. He'll come to the plate. That one's that beautiful slow curve that just drops in there. That's strike two, called strike two. He's thrown that pitch to two other batters this inning, and both of them took it looking for their third strike. So it'll be one ball, two strikes. Receivers looking to get out of this little jam. That one's popped up foul, out of play, going to the parking lot, it looks like. Just missed a car. Looked like a Ford Explorer driving in. Just about got him a souvenir through the window. Count stays, a ball and two strikes. Blaze Young at the plate for the Bearcats. Throw back to second. Runner back easily. Pretty decent crowd here for a game that nobody knew about 24 hours ago. I'm going to say it was about 20 hours ago that maybe 19 hours ago we finally got this lined up. And a swing and a miss, and that's strike three. And that's three strikeouts for Reese Evers here in the first inning. So we played a half an inning. It's the Spencerville Bearcats, zero. Indians coming to bat. Back right after this.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school, or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered, to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Elizabeth Hardings.
Caden Sutter.
Abe Seifring.
Kenzie Clark.
Arwen Beitler.
Alex Evers.
Drew Ben.
Allison Kanapke.
Bryn Stahman.
Kennedy Irvin.
Nate Judy.
Seth Rammel.
Liberty Pullman.
Chloe Bob.
Lucas Atchison.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
We are back here at the battleground, and so we'll bring up Troy Homan, Alex Dews, Caden Homan, and Alex Garkey. I thought I was going to be able to get this distortion out of my microphone. We switched headsets, but that didn't help it. It's a little bit better, but not much. So there's a little distortion, and I'm not sure how to get out of it, but we'll survive somehow. So it'll be center fielder, senior Troy Homan, followed by Alex Deuce, Caden Homan, and Alex Garkey for the Indians. Bottom of the first inning, the Bearcats had two runners on by way of an error and a walk. And then receivers struck out a couple of guys and got out of the inning. He struck out three that inning and did a really good job. So Indians are hoping to get things going. Not sure why this is taking noticeably longer to get this at bat going, but it has been. Maybe, well, I know their catcher was out there and on the base paths, I believe. No, he was the last one to bat, but he had his gear on, and I think he took about 8 or 10 pitches. Usually they get him two or three after they get back.
Number 11, Troy Homan.
Troy Homan will step in for the Indians to lead it off. Center fielder. Alex Dews on deck. Troy will step in, batting left-handed. If you're hearing in the background, I think the mothers picked their walk-up music for this game. Won't be able to play it at the tournament game scheduled for tomorrow. Not looking good for tomorrow, but we'll play it if we can. If not, it'll be on Wednesday, which will mess up our talk night stuff again, but we'll probably do the game then in sight shortly after that, and probably a short sports talk if that happens. We get rained out tomorrow, and then Tuesday we'd be or Wednesday we'd be doing the game. First two pitches are off the plate from Simmendinger, and that one is a called strike. Two balls and a strike to Troy Homan, leading it off in the bottom of the first inning for the Indians. Alex Dews on deck. 2-1 pitch from Ashton Simmendinger. That one's a little outside. Three balls and a strike. Troy ready. Simmendinger gets his sign. That one's outside. Troy takes another leadoff walk. He's done that a bunch of times. He has a pretty good eye at the plate, and he's not afraid to take a walk to first base. Alex Dews coming to the plate. Caden Homan. They are playing some really god-awful stuff for their walk-up music. Mothers are embarrassing them to death. Just going to make them mad, so they'll just all get hit. Troy with a pretty decent lead over there at first base. First pitch inside to Alex. One ball, no strike. Troy at first by way of a walk. Alex Dews, 1-1. Ashton Simmendinger, senior pitcher, righty for the Bearcats. Come to the plate. Again, a little out inside. Two balls, no strikes. Simmendinger looks in, gets a sign. Troy with a pretty decent lead over there. Throw over. He's back, just a very easy toss, and Troy was back really easily. But he did dive so he could get his uniform dirty. That's a tradition. He didn't want to let that get away without getting dirt all over his clothes. He's taken off. That's a called strike, and Troy is in sliding. He was there before the ball even got there, and the throw was a little off to the first base side. But so it's two balls and one strike. Alex took that pitch, and Troy headed for second base. He was getting a pretty good lead over there. So now he's at second base. Nobody out. He's the leadoff batter. A kind of very easy toss back to second base. Troy steps back on. He was only a step or two off. Pitch comes to the plate. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes now to Alex. Designated hitter Caden Homan on deck. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Troy Homan at second base. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Yet. That one's high. Runs the count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Simmendinger looks in, gets a sign. That one's fouled back behind the plate, out of play. Catcher went back thinking he might have a play, but it went about 5 more feet back. That's Blaze Young for the Bearcats. So count stays full. Simmendinger looks back at Troy at second. Glances back again, steps off the rubber. Troy goes back to second. Glances back again. Here comes the ball to the plate. Alex reaches out and pushes the ball to just kind of hit his bat, hit it with his bat a little bit, and goes out to the shortstop, made the play behind second base, gets Alex at first, but he sacrifices Troy over to third base. Only one out. Runner at third, Caden Homan, Alex Garkey. Caden Homan has really put the bat on the ball. I think he hit 2 or 3 balls at Delphus the other night that went way over 325 feet, way over 300 for sure, and they didn't have distance markers out on their fence, but it was way out there, left field, left center, and really put it out there. So first pitch, I believe, was off. So I believe it's 1 ball, no strikes. Simmendinger comes to Homan again. That one's high. See if the official will tell us what the count is. I believe it's 2 balls, no strikes, but I'm not sure on that. We don't have it on the scoreboard right now, so Simmendinger will look in again. Troy Homan, a few steps off of third. Very high right field. Troy will step on the bag and be tagging, see if he can draw a throw. Nope. So that is 2 outs. Alex Garkey is going to be the batter.
44, Alex Garkey.
2 outs now. Still have that runner at third. We have to get him in. Alex Garkey, the second baseman at the plate. Cleanup hitter, Reese Wendell on deck. That one's foul back. No balls and a strike. Troy's at third base, took a leadoff walk, stole second, moved to third on the sacrifice by Alex Dews on the fielder's choice, I guess it was. And that's a swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Simmendinger looks in again. Glances over Troy at third. He's a couple of steps off of the bag. There's a hard shot ball down the third baseline, just foul by about a foot. Hard hit ball. Count stays, no balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Troy Homan at third, wanting to get him in bad. We want to get going here. That one's a called strike looking. And that is it for the Indians here in the first. We played an inning. We are tied 0-0. Back right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to the battleground, where our Indians and the Spencerville Bearcats are battling it out. It's the top of the second inning. The Bearcats will bring left fielder Tyson Patterson, Owen Conley, Aiden Graham, and Patrick Berg. First pitch, fly ball, left field. That drops in behind in front of the right fielder and behind Gavin Fowler, the first baseman, trying to get out there. So it is a leadoff single for the Bearcats here. Tyson Patterson, Owen Conley, the sophomore third baseman, is coming to the plate now. One on, nobody out. Top of the second, no score. Receivers on the mound for the Indians. That first pitch to Conley is a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Patterson, Tyson Patterson at first base. The junior, he gets a pretty decent lead over there. Reese comes to the plate. That one's a little low. Two balls, no strikes. Owen Conley, right-handed batter. Receivers throws over to first, and he got him. That was a perfect throw over the ball hit Gavin Fowler's glove just as he hit the back of the runner, and I don't know if you could do that better. So that is one out, and that's a little off the plate. Three balls, no strikes to Tyson Patterson. Man, he threw that right as where the runner would be diving back about 6 inches to the second base side of the of first base and was able to get him. That one is a called strike. Three balls and a strike. Now to Conley. Ooh, that hit him on the shoulder. That would have been ball four for sure. So he's hit by the pitch and he'll go to first base. So we have one out. Owen Conley at first base. Aiden Graham. He's the senior right fielder. He lifts that one pretty hard into left field. Left fielder scurries back and then waits for it. Nice judging the ball there by Reese Wendell out there in left field. So it's two outs now. Patrick Berg, the designated hitter, will come to the plate now. Two outs, and the runner did stay at first, Conley. Berg is a designated hitter, batting left-handed. Senior. Receivers comes to the plate again. That one's a called strike. One ball, one strike to Berg. Pitcher Ashton Simmendinger, number 9 in the batting order for the Bearcats. He's on deck. Evers comes to the plate again. Swing and a miss. Fooled him. Pretty good. He tried to hold up and ended up with just a very weak swing. One ball, two strikes. That one's a little high. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Owen Conley at first base by way of hit by a pitch. That throw over. He's back standing up. Pretty easy. Receivers on the mound for the Indians today. Pitching pretty well here. That one. Swing and a weak swing, and that is out number 3. So they leave a runner on base. They got a single and got picked off a first. Then the next batter got hit by a pitch and then a fly ball to left, and a strikeout. So we've gone through an inning and a half. We have no score. Back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Aiden Heikamp.
Colton Brunswick.
Ella Weskertus.
Maya Breen.
Michael Lauks.
Ellie Will.
Kiana Matsuda.
Jack Barger.
Christian Marshall.
Jenna Hart.
Holly Fortman.
Ella Kramer.
Reese Evers.
Addison Jenkins. Tegan Fortkamp.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Hi, this is Jerry.
We're back here at the battleground, and our Indians are coming to bat for the second time. 0-0 is the score on the Jerry Byram scoreboard. Indians are going to put a few runs up this inning, I have a feeling. It'll be Reese Wendell leading it off. He led off our lineup most of the season. Then he was out for, three or four games with a little bit of a nagging injury. And he's back, and he's number five in our batting order now, Reese Wendell, the left fielder, followed by Caden Grizzy and Riggs Toby. Ashton Simmendinger for the Bearcats on the mound again. He hits one hard, handcuffs the third baseman, had two good hops, and then it just bounced right over his glove. He did everything he's supposed to. He was in front of it, and it hopped and went a little to his left and got over him. So leadoff single for Reese Wendell. Caden Grizzy, the third baseman for the Indians, followed by Gavin Fowler. That's a great start for our Indians, and like I said, we're going to put some runs on the board here this inning. That one's a foul at the plate. Grizzy has put the bat on the ball very well the last several games. All of our guys have really hit the ball hard, just batter after batter. Throw over. Reese Wendell back in plenty of time. But he did have to dive so he could get his uniform dirty so his mom could have something to do tonight. He's taken off for second, and the throw is way off to the third base side. He was probably going to make it anyway. That was, I believe, an outside pitch. And it's one ball, one strike to Caden Grizzy. Gavin Fowler stands on deck for the Indians. Runner at second, nobody out. Caden Grizzy, Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby going to put some runs on the board. That's a hard hit ball. That one's a tough one right between the third baseman and shortstop. Reese Wendell just bobbled just a little bit, but I think Coach Eink was sending him anyway. And Reese Wendell scores, and we have one run in. Still nobody out. Caden Grizzy at second with an RBI single.
Now batting number 27.
Gavin Fowler, the first baseman, coming to the plate again. Nobody out. Riggs Toby, the catcher, on deck. Gavin ready at the plate. Another one of our Indians that's been hitting it pretty hard. That one's high. One ball, no strikes. Caden Grizzy at second base. One ball, no strikes to Gavin Fowler. Simmendinger comes to the plate. That one's low. Two balls, no strikes. Here's he doing what he can to distract the pitcher out there at second base. Pitcher staring at him a little. He's dancing. There's a big old swing and a miss from Gavin. Nice pitch from Simmendinger. Two balls and a strike. Again, one run in already. Caden Grizzy with an RBI single brought in Reese Wendell, who got a single himself and stole second. Gavin Fowler, 2-1 pitch, and Simmendinger will throw back to second. And Grizzy's back there standing very easily. Gavin Fowler ready at the plate. Simmendinger looking in. Two balls, one strike to him. That one's high. Ooh, I thought that was pretty high. He called that one a strike, so it's two balls, two strikes. Thought that was a little high. That's the one that Dave Kalp generally says he couldn't lay off of that one right at his eyes, and that's about where that one was. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Grizzy at second base, way off the bag. He's taken off for third. Fowler lifts one into center field. That one's caught, and Grizzy retreats to second base. So one out. He did hit it pretty well, but
now batting number 12, Rick.
Center fielder had to move just a little bit, maybe 20 feet to his right to get that. That'll bring up Riggs Toby. Reese Evers on deck. And the catcher and the pitcher out there talking a little bit, seeing what they're going to figure out. Trying to, I don't know if the catcher's going to give him a signal if it's time to throw back to try to get Grizzy or just exactly what they're talking about, but we'll see how it goes here. So it is one out, one run in, one runner on. Caden Grizzy stands at second base for our Indians. Bottom of the second inning, Riggs Toby coming to the plate for his first time. Reese Evers, the pitcher, on deck. Ashton Simmendinger looking at Grizzy, and he stepped off the mound and then waited a split second and then threw it, and Grizzy back very easily, but he was going to make him throw it because he didn't go back right away when he stepped off. Now he's dancing around. There's a hard hit ball at the inside out. That's going to drop into in front of the center fielder and play at the plate, and there is a great throw from the center fielder to the catcher, and they get Grizzy at the plate by about two steps.
Now batting,
but Riggs Toby goes to second on the throw to home. The pitcher receivers now. One out. Excuse me, two outs. A roller to the third baseman. He'll come up firing, and he says, umpire says he got him, so we only got one run. I was looking for several, but we will take a one-run lead going into the third inning. We played two innings, 1-0 Indians, back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Do you have graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
Welcome back to the Battleground, where our Indians lead 1-0 going to the top of the third inning for the Spencerville Bearcats. It'll be 9-1-2. Ashton Simmendinger, the pitcher, will bat first. Then up next would be Evan Osting and Carter Lehman. Oops, so I have something wrong here, Simmendinger. Maybe. That's who he's getting. So Simmendinger isn't batting. He just up right under the lineup. So, okay, so it is the top of the order, Evan Osting, for the Bearcats. And that's called strike. One ball, two strikes now, once I got myself sorted out. Osting, then Carter Lehman. That's a called third strike. Another strikeout. That's five for Reese Evers today. He has him fooled pretty good here. One up, one down. The center fielder, Carter Lehman, who made a nice throw to home plate to get, I believe that was Grizzy, as he was trying to come around and score. First pitch a little high, ball one. Carter Lehman, Kevin Schwartz on deck. One out, nobody on for the Bearcats. Top of the third inning, Indians lead 1-0. Reese Evers pitching a pretty good game here today. That one's a base hit over the shortstop into left field. And Lehman will have an easy single. One out runner at first. Gavin Schwartz, now the second baseman.
Number 24, Gavin Schwartz.
He's the junior second baseman. Cooper Chapman on deck. That one's a little low. One ball, no strikes. One on, one out. Top of the third, Indians lead by a run. That's that curve that fooled him. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike now to Schwartz. Throw over to first. The runner dives back. Receivers looks in, gets his sign. He'll come to the plate. That's called strike. One ball, two strikes. Nice, nice pitch right down the middle. One ball, two strikes, one out. Glances over at the runner at first. He'll come to the plate. There's a shot over to the third baseman, over to second for one, over to first. I don't think it was going to be in time, but it got past the throw was a little off line and got past the first baseman. So that is two outs, fielder's choice. And that puts Schwartz at first. The cleanup batter and first baseman, Cooper Chapman, will bat for the Bearcats. Ooh, throw over to first, and that was a pretty good one. Just about got him like he got the guy in the first inning, or second inning, I guess it was. Got it back just in time. First pitch here to the cleanup batter, and that's a base hit into, That was a base hit into right field, and the runner at first was kind of, well, he had to hold up a little bit for to be sure it didn't get caught, but he just barely made it in. The throw went to second base, and he was there by about a half a step. So Chapman's at first with a single. Blaze Young, the catcher, is going to be at the plate. Two on, two out. Called strike at the knees. So they have Gavin Schwartz at second, Cooper Chapman at first. A couple of singles here for the Bearcats. That's a weak foul over toward the Indians' dugout. Count goes to no balls, two strikes. Reese Evers well ahead of his competition. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, two on. Indians lead 1-0, top of inning number three here at the Battleground. Reese will come to the plate. That's a swing and a miss, and I believe that is his sixth strikeout. I'll check that out here in a second. But they got two hits, left two on. And, yeah, he struck out two this inning. That is six strikeouts in three innings for Reese Evers. And we will be back after this with the bottom of the third inning.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
H. Quigan Miller.
Matthew Romer. Alex Tews.
Marissa Shane.
Katie Burns.
Easton Hoying.
Brittany Tubby.
Brooklyn Myrick.
Gavin Faller.
Autumn Judy.
Sage Lutholden.
Isaac Brockman.
Austin Steinbrenner.
Lydia Colling.
Austin Hartnagel.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Welcome back to the Battleground. Our Indians lead 1-0 going to the bottom of inning number three. Tomorrow night, what's on the schedule, which may or may not happen, the boys and girls will both be playing in the tournament. The boys will host Waynesfield Goshen. That will be a 5:30 start. And it'll be Dime a Dog Night at the concession stand. And there will be, for all tournament games, an $8 adult and $5 student charge. OHSAA requires that. And the girls will play at Lima Bath. That'll be the district semifinal against Coldwater. That'll be 6 p.m. That'll be the second game there. And it'll be you'll be able to hear that on WPGW 100.9 FM. And Indians, bottom of the third, top of the order, it'll be Troy Homan. He got on with a walk first time up, leading off the game. First pitch low, ball one. Alex Dews on deck. Simmendinger comes. Big old swing by Troy. One ball, one strike.
My bad, Troy. That's on me.
Hard shot. Wow. At the third base dugout. Even with the screen there, several of the Spencerville players that were leaning on the fence wisely went back because it hit the screen at the fence and shot straight up. If they'd stayed leaning over, it hit one of them in the chin. So it's ball two strikes to Troy Holman, leading it off here. Bottom of the third, Indians lead 1-0 over the Bearcats. Simmendinger, 1-2 pitch. He lifts that into left or right center field. Center fielder makes a nice running catch on one that looked like it was going to drop into no man's land, but he made a nice running catch, and it's one up, one down for the Indians. That'll bring Alex Dews, the shortstop, to the plate. Caden Homan on deck. Alex Deuce at shortstop tonight. Simmendinger comes to the plate, fouled back. Out of play. No balls and a strike. No balls, one strike. Simmendinger on the mound for the Bearcats. That's a called strike right down the middle. Alex ready. Simmendinger ready. Base is empty, one out. Bottom of the third, Indians lead by a run. That one's a called strike on the inside corner. That is out, or strike number two. Three, and that is out number two. Two up, two down for the Indians.
Now
Caden Homan, designated hitter.
Homan.
Popped up to the second baseman, went out and got one in the just into the outfield grass. Two outs, nobody on. Simmendinger, Ashton Simmendinger, senior, on the mound for the Bearcats. That one's low. One ball, no strikes. Two up, two down so far for the Indians. See if we can get us a little two-out rally going. We've had several of those this year where we've scored some runs. Try to do that again. That one's lifted into center field, but pretty much right at the center fielder. Takes a few steps in. Did have to fight off the sun, but he's got a couple of putouts this inning, and that is three away. Going to the fourth inning, Indians lead by one. 1-0, back after this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. The things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools, to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Battleground. Indians lead 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. It is Tyson Patterson for the Bearcats. First pitch, a ball. That one, the called strike down the middle. 1-1. Reese Evers on the mound for the Indians. That one, who thought that dropped down into the zone, must have dropped after it got across the plate. two balls and a strike. Reese Evers pitching very well for the Indians, has six strikeouts. That's a shot over to third or shortstop. Catches it on a couple of hops. Throws him out at first base. One up, one down for the Bearcats. Owen Conley, third baseman.
Number 19, Owen Conley.
Nobody on, one man out for the Bearcats. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. That one's a little high. We had a 3-1 count on this guy the last time, and he got hit in the back, so it would have been a free base anyway. This one fouled back. I think we have a ball and a strike. Yep, one ball, one strike. And Reese Evers comes to the plate again. That's a little low, 2-1. Aiden Graham on deck. One out, base is empty. There's going the other way. And it goes past the second baseman into left field. Sage was going to come up throwing to first and see if they could get him on an outfield base hit and catch him at first, kind of poking his way there, but didn't come up with the ball. So a one-out single, and Conley is at first base. Aiden Graham at the plate. Patrick Berg on deck. Throw over to first. Steps back in time, but is closer than he wishes it would have been. Right fielder Aiden Graham at the plate. That's a called strike. No balls and a strike. Reese Evers pitching for the Indians. Looks in, gets a sign, glances over at the runner at first. He's got a little bit of a lead over there. Comes to the plate, just a little high. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Indians lead 1-0. That curveball breaks right down into the strike zone. It's a ball and two strikes. That pitch has worked really well for Reese today. He has six strikeouts in three innings. Comes to the plate again. Swing and a miss. And that batter will go sit down. Two outs now.
Now batting at number 14, Patrick
Conley
Berg.
Still stays at first. Patrick Berg, the designated hitter, batting left-handed. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Evan Osting. And throw over to first. He dived back, and another perfect throw over there from Reese Evers and got him. And that is out number three. Nice, nice. That's the second time he's done that. He has, six or seven strikeouts now. Reese Evers pitching a very good game. Indians lead 1-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. Back after this.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Auntie Jones.
Hayden Judy.
Kenzie Garkey.
Tiffany Taft.
Sage Wendell.
Owen Heikamp.
Megan Evers.
Cole Shoemaker.
Drew Langkamp.
Connor Kaikala.
Abby Keller.
Wes Bechtel.
Jossie Lefebvre.
Olivia Smith.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
We're we're back at the battleground, and the Indians have a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of inning number four. Alex Garkey is going to lead it off, followed by Reese Wendell, Keaton Grizzy, and Gavin Fowler. Hopefully more than that. A line shot, hard hit ball right straight at the third baseman. One pitch, one out. That'll bring Reese Wendell to the plate. He had a single his first time up and scored the game's only run. Caden Grizzy on deck. Reese Wendell looking to get on again. Lifts one high down the left field line. Foul out of play, but that was... That stayed fair. I can't quite see down that far, but he would have been pretty close to putting that over the fence. He turned on that. That's 290 down the line. And he was about 20 feet to the left of that. And I believe it got 300 feet. So it's no balls and a strike to Reese Wendell. Ashton Simmendinger on the mound. That's another big old swing. No balls, two strikes to Reese. Caden Grizzy on deck. That one kind of, I think that bounced off of the catcher. The umpire walks the ball out to the first baseman. The umpires are going to talk a little bit here for some reason. Not sure what's going on there, but maybe just giving the catcher another couple of seconds. See what's going on here. He's checking the catcher's mask. That might be what the base umpire said. You better check the catcher's mask, make sure there's nothing broken there. So back to play. No balls, two strikes to Reese Wendell. Second batter of the inning for the Indians. He lifts one very deep left field. That is going back. And that one is off the fence right at the right at the 290. So that was 288, I'm going to say. What turned out to be a long single. That'll be Caden Grizzy. Man, he gave that one a pretty good ride. That'd have been nice to have something going on there. Reese probably still having a little that jammed elbow problem. He's Rex Leverett's going to go in and run for Reese Wendell.
Rex Leverett.
So Rex goes out to first base, running for Reese. Caden Grizzy will step to the plate. Gavin Fowler on deck. Man, that'd have been nice if that line shot that Alex Garkey did on that first pitch, if that could have got past that third baseman. Throw over. Rex steps back just in time. Okay. Grizzy at the plate. It's a little off the plate. One ball, no strikes to Caden Grizzy. Gavin Fowler on deck for the Indians. We lead 1-0. We're in the bottom of inning number four. Rex Leverett running for Reese Wendell over there at first base. He's off a little bit. He's taken off for second base. That one's high and a little outside. And Rex is sliding in safely. Made it easily. And the throw was off the line, but... he made it easily one way or the other. So it's no ball or two balls, no strikes. Grizzy, then Gavin Fowler. Simmendinger on the mound for the Bearcats. He'll turn around, throw it back, just kind of lob it back to the second baseman, and Rex steps on the bag. He'll get him a little lead again. Going to try to see if he can take advantage of a pass ball or something. And The umpire says that he did not stop his motion as he came to the plate, and that is a balk. And Rex gets a free base. So now he is at third base with nobody out. And that was no pitch. Two balls, no strikes to Caden Grizzy. He's probably going to take this, see if this pitcher's kind of shook up a little bit. That one stays high, three balls, no strikes. I'm really sure he'll be taking this pitch because this pitcher, he's three balls, no strikes, and he's just balked, and he's got him a little bit shook. I think that one's just a little on the inside. So that puts him on the corners. Only one out.
Now batting number 27.
Gavin Fowler. He flew out to center field his first time up. And Coach Tanner Coverman is going to come out and talk to his pitcher. And let's just take a quick break. And we'll let him talk to the pitcher, see what's going to go on. He's probably going to keep him in, but we'll just take a break real quick. Back right after this.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette rooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Umpire
Hello,
goes,
this is Chad Fowler from Fowler
out,
Camp.
Shuts the chit-chat at the mound down. So we're back to baseball again. Simmendinger back on the mound after a little, he needed to get a little, need to get settled down here through four straight balls, and including a balk in the middle of all of that. So runners on the corners. Gavin Fowler lines one down the third base line, about 20 feet foul, but he turned on that one. One out, first and third for the Indians. We lead by a run. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gavin Fowler followed by Riggs Toby. Gavin Fowler flew out to center field, and Riggs had a single last time up. So see what we can get going here. Get this rally rolling and get a nice lead. Oh, that one, Grizzy took off for second, and that hit Gavin Fowler in the back, and that'll load the bases. And Riggs Toby with a single the last time up. Receivers on deck. One out. Bases full of Indians. Rex Leverett running for Reese Wendell at third. Keaton Grizzy, that one's lifted high into left field. And it is foul, but I believe that would have been out of here. No balls, one strike, but that one strike was about a 300-foot foul ball. That's a hard shot, base hit between short and third, and that will score two more runs. Kevin Fowler wisely stays at second because the play was on that side of the field, and a second single for Riggs Toby. Two for two today. Receivers, pitcher for the Indians. At the plate, Indians now lead 3-0. Still only one out. Runners at first and second. Simmendinger comes to the plate. That's ball. I feel my world to lift you up. Kevin Fowler out there at second base. That one's lifted high, very shallow. Well, it's going to stay in the infield. That's going to say shallow center field, but caught by the shortstop at the still in the infield by a couple of feet. And that's two outs now.
Now batting.
But we have the top of the order, Troy Homan. He has walked and He also flied out to the center fielder, who's made a couple of very nice plays today. Two outs, two on, two runs in for the Indians here in the bottom of the fourth. And Reese hits one into right field, and Gavin Fowler is heading for home. And Riggs Toby heads for third, and it's 4-0. And Troy Homan, picking on the first pitch, has an RBI. He stands at first. Riggs Toby moves over to third. So it's runners on the corners for Alex Dews. He's, popped up to... Now it's out of fielder's choice where he made an out, and he struck out looking his last time up. So Alex Dews is due. 4-0 Indians, two outs, runners on first and third. Taken off. That one's a base hit into left field. And Troy Homan hustles around to third base. Another run scores. That's four runs in the inning. It's now 5-0. Troy moves to third on the single by Alex Dews. And Caden Homan, designated hitter, will come to the plate. And he's flown out to the center fielder twice. I have a feeling he's going to do kind of what Reese Wendell did, except his is going to be fair. He's going to put one real hard down that left field line, and it's going to get out of here over into Dan Leonard's yard, I think. That one hit him. Tried to get away from it. And Alex Dews was heading for second. So he got hit by the pitch. And now it'll be Alex Garkey. Bases full of Indians again. Four runs in for the Indians. 5-0 lead now. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Indians lead 5-0. Runners at every base for the Indians. Alex Garkey at the plate. Reese Wendell on deck, and that one gets away from the catcher. Troy stays at third, probably wisely. Got back far enough, he might have been able to get there, but so that's just a swing and a miss, something there. No balls and a strike is what we have on the board. Bases full for the Indians, two men out. Simmendinger, that one gets past him, and Troy is coming home easily. That is 6-0. Runners move up, second and third now. One ball, one strike to Alex Garkey. Reese Wendell on deck, two outs, five runs in the inning now for the Indians. 6-0 lead. One in the second, five here so far. That's a swing and a miss on a big old swing by Alex Garkey. He led off the inning with a line drive hard hit ball on the first pitch right to the third baseman. Otherwise, we'd have one out and one more run. That was a nice play by the third baseman to snag that one. That one's a strike, swing and a miss. That ends the inning, but the Indians come up with five runs. We've played four complete after four. Indians 6, Bearcats 0. Back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery.
Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the battleground, where our Indians now lead 6-0 after five runs in the fourth inning. And for the Spencerville Bearcats, it'll be Patrick Berg puts one out in front of the plate. Receivers comes over, grabs it, throws over to first. One up, one down for the Bearcats in the top of the fifth inning. Go back to the top of the order. Evan Osting. Carter Lehman on deck for the Bearcats. First pitch a little off. One ball, no strikes. Reese Evers pitching a great game here for the Indians. That one's lifted into shallow right field. Sage Wendell comes in, has it. Three pitches, two outs. Carter Lehman, center fielder, with several very nice plays today. He's been on with an error in the first and a single in the third. Batting here in the fifth with nobody on and two Bearcats out. Batting left-handed. First pitch, a ball a little high. Evers comes to the plate again. That one's a foul at the plate. Hit the ground and bounce pretty much straight up. Riggs barehanded it and was going to throw him out at first, but umpire says foul ball. So ball and a strike. Carter Lehman. Ooh, just a little outside. A nice pitch by receivers. Two balls and a strike. Two outs, bases empty. We're in the top of the fifth. Indians lead 6-0. That one's high. 3-1. Reese has given up four hits and a walk. And that one's high. So a two-out walk will put Lehman at first base. And Gavin Schwartz, second baseman, will come to the plate.
24, Gavin Schwartz.
Junior second baseman, batting right-handed. Runner at first. Reese Evers has seven strikeouts in the game so far in a little over four innings. First pitch a little high, ball one. Got to get back on in the strike zone, Reese. There's shot over Alex Garkey with a leap to try to get that ball and just over his glove, just to the right of second base. And that'll put runners on first and second. Little two-out rally. Something going here for the Spencerville Bearcats. And that will bring first baseman Cooper Chapman to the plate.
71, Cooper Chapman.
He's the cleanup hitter. He has struck out looking and singled his last time up. And he'll swing, hits one. Alex Deuce comes up with it, throws way high over to first base, and that allows Lehman, who is running on the swing, allows him to come in on the overthrow to first. I don't think he had a chance to get him anyway, but he wanted to make a great play. Now we have runners on the corners for the Bearcats. Two outs, so they have a two-out rally going here. We need to shut this down. The catcher, Blaze Young, will come to the plate now. 6-1, Indians lead. First and third, two outs. Young at the plate. Evers on the rubber. Well, I didn't hear what he called that. If that looks like it's a ball, but looked like a pretty good pitch. Must have dropped down right before the plate, because that was a really nice pitch. Throws over to first, and just back in time. Man, Chapman was off, and I don't think he's a speedster. And he looks like he might have jammed his shoulder and or his knees. Shaking both of them a little bit. That one's a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two-out rally for the Bearcats. Top of the fifth inning. They have a run in, two runners on. That one's a little high. Three balls, no strikes. We need to get Reese back into the strike zone here. He was mowing them down pretty well through the game and then just all of a sudden hit a little snag. Throws over to first. And Chapman back in plenty of time. Three balls, no strikes. Blaze Young, the catcher at the plate. That one's way high. That'll walk him full. So that will put Blaze Young at first, Cooper Chapman at second, Gavin Schwartz at third. A run already in, and all of that with two outs. At two outs, and then four straight get on base for the Bearcats. That one's a little high. Get back down in the strike zone there, Reese. We need you to throw strikes. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike. 1-1 count now. Comes to the plate. That one's slow roller. Shortstop goes over to first. And in time, just by a half a step or less. So that is out number three, but they score a run. We played four and a half, going to the bottom of the fifth. It's Indians 6, Bearcats 1, back after this.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Evan Keller,
Brett Lauber,
Callie Wendell,
Troy Holman, Reese Guggenbiller,
Mara Pearson,
Trevor Heitkamp,
Natalie Brunswick,
Owen Kanapke,
Greg Stobie,
Carson Gruby,
Libby Schlarman,
Rex Hallerat, Jose Martinez.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Welcome back, and on that dive back to first base in that last inning, their first baseman, I believe, got hurt a little bit there at Cooper Chapman. And so Jill has gone down to work on him. Second baseman moves to first, and that is Gavin Schwartz. He's now the first baseman. And Eli Pullman, the sophomore, is now at second base. So I'm going to assume he's going in for Chapman, but I don't know that for sure. But so they've made a little bit of a change here. It looked like when he dived back in, he came up shaking both his I think it was his right arm, maybe elbow, and his knee a little bit. So he might have jammed two different things there. I hope it's not serious, because we do not need to have anybody, their team or our team, this late in the season having any kind of physical problems. So for the Indians.
Now batting with number 22, Rex Leverett.
So Rex will come to the plate. He came in and ran for Reese Wendell. He's going to bat here now. Starting off at the bottom of the fifth. He hits one hard between third and short. Indians are getting some good batting practice, putting the bat on the ball. That one gets through. That's how the last inning started, with a line shot, except the third baseman came up with it. But this time Rex leads it off with a single, and that will bring Caden Grizzy to the plate. Gavin Fowler on deck. Our guys, yep, they're, looks like they're going to shut down Mr. Simmendinger, excuse me, and see what they come up with here. They did have somebody down warming up. It looks like this might be the guy here coming out, but I can't read his numbers. Got his hand in the way. It looks like 61 Tyson Patterson, maybe. Yep. So that's who's going to be batting. Well, let's take this chance real quick to go over this. Again, tomorrow night, scheduled baseball and softball tournament games. We will be hosting Waynesfield-Goshen. That's the sectional semifinal. That's a 5:30 start. And it's Dime a Dog Night at the concession stand. And there will be an $8 adult and $5 student charge at the gate. Also Tuesday, tomorrow night, softball at Lima Bath. That's the district semifinal. Indians, Lady Indians will be playing Coldwater, and that's a 6 o'clock game. That'll be the second game there at Lima Bath. I don't remember who's playing the 4 o'clock game, but that'll be 6 o'clock is the scheduled time for that. And that will be on WPGW 100.9 FM. Then on Thursday, if the boys win on Tuesday, we'll play at Crestview, and that'll be the sectional final. And we'll broadcast that one. That's a 5 o'clock scheduled start. If we do get rained out tomorrow, they will be playing those games on Wednesday. We should still be able to get that done and still get our Insight show started a little bit later than normal, but get it in. We weren't able to get it in last week. We have Mike Medler from Medler's Furniture in with Laura Winning of A Simple Touch here in Fort Recovery. Tried to get him on last week, but we just it would have been 8 o'clock, 8:30 before we'd even gotten started, so it just wasn't going to work. So this week we are going to have him on, but it'll probably be a little later than 7 o'clock. It'll be after the baseball game, and then we'll talk to them up there. And they, in case you don't know, Laura Winning, of course, she moved from the north end of Wayne Street to the south end of downtown on Wayne Street. And she now has furniture from Medler's Furniture in the old Brockman Furniture Store building. So it's going to be pretty neat. They'll talk about how all that came about and maybe a few other things, how Laura got her business started and how she went from this little building with a whole bunch of stuff in it to this big building with a whole bunch of stuff in it, which is really good. So now we're back to the game. We have Tyson Patterson on the mound, a junior right-hander for the Bearcats. That one's down in the dirt, gets away, and Rex moves to second base on a trot. One ball, no strikes. Caden Grizzy at the plate. He has a single and a walk today. He came within 2 feet of scoring a run his first time up, but he got thrown out at the plate. Grizzy, one ball, no strike. That one's a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Tyson Patterson, the junior, out at the mound, and the catcher is going to go out, and they're going to have a little discussion. New pitcher, he's only thrown two pitches. They might have their signals a little mixed up, or he may have a little plan that he just wanted to talk about. So Blaze Young through talking to Patterson now. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Rex Leverett led it off with a single and moved to second on the pass ball. Grizzy at the plate, two balls, no strikes. That one's high and outside, three balls, no strikes. Grizzy ready at the plate, but I think he's going to be taking this no matter what. New pitcher, he hasn't thrown a strike yet. I think this is a take all the way. He's shakes off a couple of pitches. Now he's ready. Patterson comes to the plate. That one's a little low and outside. So that's ball four. Walks on four pitches. Puts him at first and second. Gavin Fowler at the plate. He flew out to center field his first time up and got hit by a pitch his second time up and scored one of the five runs in the last inning. And Gavin will step in there. Runners at first and second. Nobody out for the Indians. Gavin, then Riggs. Our guys have hit the ball hard today. That one's a called strike. Double steal. Throw goes to third. Rex in there easily. And on the throw to third, Caden Grizzy goes to second. Gavin Fowler took the strike. So it's no balls and a strike. Fowler than Riggs. Nobody out here for the Indians. Runners now at second and third, leading by 5-6-1. That one's popped out of play, going over toward the parking lot. No balls, two strikes to Gavin. Patterson at the plate, or at the mound, coming to the plate. That one is outside. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Rex Leverett at third base. Caden Grizzy at second base, both on a double steal. Rex got a leadoff single, and Caden took a four-pitch walk. Fowler, 1-2 count coming to him. That one's low and inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two runners on for our Indians here in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading by five. Nobody out. Tyson Patterson gets his sign. He'll come to the plate. That one gets away, and here comes Rex in. Throw is there. Pitch is there in plenty of time, and he does get him. Nice play by the catcher to get it to the pitcher. Pitcher was in there quickly to take that throw, and it made a nice bounce for the catcher back there, and he got to it quick enough to get it to the pitcher, tagged Rex, and now we have one out. In the process, Grizzy moves to third. Gavin Fowler will step back in with a full count. Patterson looks in, gets his sign. Grizzy down the line. There's a hard hit ball between short and third. Beck goes into left field and scores the seventh run of the game for the Indians. It's now 7-1. And Gavin Fowler at first with an RBI single. That'll bring Riggs Toby to the plate.
Number 12, Riggs Toby.
Followed by Reese Evers. He has a couple of singles today. Scored his last time up. And he hit one that about 300 feet down the left field line, but foul last time up. So see if he can straighten one out here. Patterson now pitching for the Bearcats. That's first pitch is a called strike. So you have Gavin Fowler at first. One man out for the Indians here. Bottom of the fifth inning. 7-1 lead for the Indians. Looking to add some more on here. There's a foul over toward the Indians' dugout. Grounder. No balls, two strikes. To Rigsy. Receivers on deck. No balls, two strikes. Junior Tyson Patterson pitching for the Bearcats. Gets a sign, glances over at Gavin at first. That's very high, throw behind Gavin, and he's back easily at first base. Catcher tried to get sneak one in behind him. One ball, two strikes. Riggs Toby steps back in. That one's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. Kevin Fowler at first. Take a little bit of a lead. Patterson glances over. Comes to the plate. That one's down in the dirt. And Gavin will take that opportunity to roll on into second base. So two balls, two strikes after the pitch in the dirt. Got a little past the catcher. Not real far, but far enough to get Gavin to second base. Two balls, two strikes to Riggs. One out. Runner at second in scoring position now. Tyson Patterson taking a little too long at the on the mound, and Riggs steps out. Riggs will step back in. 2-2 count. Looks back at Fowler at second. Comes to the plate. Riggs hits one hard down the left field line, and that one is foul. Just down in the corner there. That was a line drive shot. It would have been really tough if that stayed fair for that left fielder to come up with that ball. It was just a kind of a line drive down there. So the count stays two balls, two strikes. Still one out. Kevin Fowler still at second. Riggs ready again. Patterson gets a sign, glances back. He'll come to the plate. Riggs will foul that one back out of play behind the screen. Still 2-2. Riggs steps back in the batter's box. He's ready. Tyson Patterson on the rubber. He's checking his sign. Looks back at Gavin at second base. He'll come to the plate. That one's high. Three balls, two strikes. I think that's two batters in a row he's had a full count on. Riggs back in. Patterson ready. That one's a little high. It'll be a walk. That'll put runners at first and second for the pitcher, Reese Evers. He grounded out to the third baseman and popped up to the shortstop. He's due. He's been hitting the ball pretty well this spring, and he's ready to straighten one out and find a gap here. One out, runners at first and second for the Indians. One run in. And that one gets past the catcher, and the runners will advance. That moves Gavin up to third. Riggs strolls into second base. One ball, no strikes to receivers. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Troy Homan, who's been on base every time. He's 3-for-4. Walking two singles and a hard hit ball to center field that was caught. There's a line drive into left field. Nice play by the left fielder. And it will score one run. And Riggs Toby stays at third base. Reese Evers with an RBI is at first base, helping himself a little bit. That's now 8-1 favor of the Indians. Top of the order, Troy Homan comes to the plate, followed by Alex Dews. Two for three today. He's one for two today. Walked in a single. And he'll step in there, batting left-handed as always. Tyson Patterson. So the throw catcher, we headed for second. Alex Dews headed for second. The throw came to third base. It got past the third baseman. Riggs Toby got up after diving back and headed in. He scored. Alex Dews was stealing second. He goes to third when the ball got away, and the third baseman tried to tag him, but they kind of tumbled over him, but no, everybody seems to be okay there. So the third run scores here in the inning. So Evers at third. Troy Homan at the plate. One ball, one strike, one out so far here for the Indians in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 9-1 now. And that one's fouled back over the screen, I believe. Yep, out of play. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Again, one out, three runs in for the inning. Reese Evers at third. Patterson looks in, gets his sign. Big ol' swing and a miss for Troy Homan. Tried to get that high pitch. And that's strikeout swinging. That's two outs. That'll bring Alex Dews to the plate now.
Now batting number 13.
Caden Homan on deck. Mason Diller is going to step in and bat for Alex Dews. So with a 9-1 lead, our coach is going to put some guys in there and get a little bit of experience before the tournament starts tomorrow. Mason Diller at the plate, and he's put the bat on the ball pretty well this spring. That one's a called strike. The ball's in a strike. Two outs now for our Indians, but we have three runs in and a potential run at third. Puts it in play. Third or shortstop comes over, has it, throws over to first. And he got him in time. I thought Mason got there in time. Umpire did not agree with me. And that is out number three. But the Indians score three more. We've played five complete. It is now Indians 9, Bearcats 1. Back after this.
At Venus Floral Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From palms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why, farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back. Indians now have Sage Wendell on the mound, and he'll try to maintain this lead. Indians lead 9-1, top of the sixth inning. And for the Bearcats, it will be 7, 8, and 9. It will be the third baseman, Owen Conley, followed by Aiden Graham and Patrick Berg. So Conley will step in. Indians lead 9-1, top of the sixth, fouled back to the screen. The ball's in a strike. Sage Wendell, as I mentioned, is on the mound for the Indians, one of our seven seniors. Conley steps back in. Sage is ready. That's down a little low. Ball on a strike. Indians with a preparation game here tonight. Getting ready, trying to get as much playing time as we can in before the tournament starts tomorrow. That one's a called strike. Nice pitch by Sage Wendell. A ball, two strikes to Conley. Waynesfield Goshen tomorrow night on the schedule for the tournament game. 5:30 start, and it's dime a dog night. That one's a called strike. Nice pitch by Sage Wendell. One up, one down. That'll bring the right fielder, Aiden Graham, to the plate. Senior batting right-handed. Patrick Berg, designated hitter on deck. He lifts that one into left field. That'll have to drop in there. And Rex flips it back into the infield. So a one-out single for Aiden Graham.
Now batting number 13, Ashton Simmendinger,
who didn't bat when he was pitching, will now be batting in place of the designated hitter. So Simmendinger, the senior starting pitcher, now batting for himself. That one's fooled him on a slow curve. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike to Simmendinger. Ooh, that looked pretty good. Must have been a little low. Ball and a strike. One out, one on. Top of the sixth inning for the Spencerville Bearcats. Indians lead 9-1. Sage Wendell on the mound. That one is back to him. And he'll go to second for one, over to first, and the throw is off. And we got the lead runner on the fielder's choice, but could not get the runner at first. There's plenty of time, but the throw was in the dirt. So back at the top of the order for the Bearcats, it'll be Evan Osting, followed by Carter Lehman if they get that far. There's a big old swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Runner at first base by way of the fielder's choice. Shortstop Osting. That's a good called strike. Inside corner. No balls, two strikes. Osting steps back in. Leadoff batter for the Bearcats. That one's a little outside. One ball, two strikes. So the leadoff batter for them has struck out looking, struck out swinging, flied out to the right fielder, and there's a called third strike. And that is three away. So Sage Wendell comes in, strikes out a couple of guys, and Indians go to the bottom of the sixth, leading 9-1. Back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
We're back here at the battleground. Indians leading 9-1. Bottom of the sixth inning. And it'll be Sage Wendell, looks like, going into bat in place of Caden Homan. And looks like, can't tell who's on deck, but it is not Alex Garkey. Jacob Foote. It's going to be, I think this is his first time up on the varsity, and he's played pretty well down on the JV, and we're going to get him up on the varsity and get him some experience here. Sage Wendell is going to come in and start the sixth inning for the Indians. And again, they're facing Tyson Patterson, came in after one batter last inning. That one's down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Indians leading 9-1. If we can get a couple of runs here, I believe that would be a run rule. Bottom of the sixth. Nice pitch. I think Sage thought that one was going to curve out of the strike zone, and it went right across. One up, or one ball, one strike. First batter here for the Indians. That one's way down in the dirt and outside, rolls back to the screen. Two balls and a strike. Sage Wendell steps back in. And as we've several of our announcers have talked about this year, we remember when Sage was a 10-year-old bat boy for the Indians a few years ago. That's hit over to third base and over to first in just barely in time. I thought he might be safe, but the umpire says he is out. And that will bring Jacob Foote to the plate.
Now batting number 26. Jacob Foote.
And I have Rex Leverett on deck in my book. We'll see how that works out. One out, nobody on. Jacob Foote takes that one a little low. One ball, no strikes. Jacob Foote ready. Patterson ready. That one's a little low. You can probably hear our dugout really cheering him on. His first time up here, and they are really wanting him to do well. Two balls, no strikes. Patterson comes to the plate again. That one's way inside. Three balls, no strikes. I am going to say he's going to be taking this one since the pitcher has not thrown a strike this inning. And it's his first time at the varsity level that I know of this year. And he is ready to go here. He'd love to swing, but we're going to be taking this pitch, I believe. That one's very high. He'd have had to have a tennis racket to touch that one. So a one-out walk to Jacob Foote. Rex Leverett's going to be our batter. Catcher goes out to talk to the pitcher. They're looking into the dugout for something. So Rex will step in. Patterson on the mound. One out, one on. Jacob Foote at first base. A little bit of a lead. Indians lead 9-1 here, bottom of the sixth. That one's a little low. One ball, no strikes. So that's five straight balls he's thrown. Got the first man out on a hard hit ball to the third baseman who just barely got Sage Wendell out. Next pitch. That one's high. Two balls, no strikes. Jacob Foote over at first base. A little bit of a lead. Ready to go if one gets passed. That one must have been a little inside. Three balls, no strikes. That's seven straight balls he's thrown. And I'm going to say that Rex will be taking this pitch. Kind of, when they haven't thrown a strike in a while, you don't swing it at ball four. Yep, he finally threw one right down the middle, which I was pretty sure he would have done the last time, but he missed it last time. So it's three balls and a strike, and now it's back to business as usual for Rex Leverett. Swing and hit one in the gap if you can. That one's called strike down at the knees. Three balls, two strikes. Rex with a single his last time up. Patterson looks in. It's a sign. Rex with another single into left field. Foote will move to second base. Rex is at first with his second straight hit. And Caden Grizzy will come to the plate. One out. Runners at first and second. Caden Grizzy, then Gavin Fowler.
Now batting number six, Caden Grizzy.
Caden steps in. He's ready. Patterson's ready. Gets a sign, glances back at Foote at second base. Jacob with a little bit of a lead. Increases the lead a couple more steps as the ball goes to the plate. That one's high for a ball. Jacob Foote on second after a one-out walk. Rex Leverett at first with a single right after that. Caden Grizzy at the plate, one ball, no strikes. Gavin Fowler on deck. Very high, left side, probably going to get out of play. Yep, over at the golf cart hill between the softball and baseball diamonds. One ball, one strike. Two runners on. If we get those in, I believe this would be a run rule. We're in the sixth inning. Indians lead 9-1. Grizzy at the plate. 1-1 pitch from Patterson. tie. 2-1. Grizzy, then Fowler. One pitch. Patterson gets his sign, glances back at Foot at second base. He'll come to the plate. That's a little inside. Three balls and a strike. Caden will take a walk. He has a pretty good eye, and he's not afraid to take a walk. He loves to hit, but he will get on base any way he can. Grizzy, ready? That one's a little high. That walks the bases full. So Jacob Foot will move over to third. Rex will go to second. Grizzy will go to first on a base on balls. And Gavin Fowler with what I believe is the winning run at second base. One out. Fowler at the plate. Riggs, Toby on deck. Indians lead 9-1. Bottom of the sixth inning. One out. One away here for our Indians. Gavin ready at the plate. Patterson's coming. That was a little outside. One ball, no strikes. And Patterson's looking in at the dugout. Can't see what they're signaling there, but one ball, no strikes. Gavin Fowler has flied out to center, hit by a pitch, and single his last time up. That one's high for ball. Two balls, no strikes. Bases full of Indians. Pitch comes to the plate. That one's a little inside. Three balls, no strikes. Just about ready to walk another run in here, and I think with a three-ball, no-strike count, I believe Gavin will be taking. Called out a strike. That was probably a little bit up out of the zone, but I'm going to say that was a close enough pitch. You could hit that, you should have been swinging, is probably what the umpire is saying. I believe that's Dave Tobin behind the plate. And that one is very high. Then he will walk, and that walks in a run. Jacob Foot walks all the way around the bases.
Now batting number 12.
And it is 10-1 in favor of the Indians. Riggs, Toby, then Reese Evers if we get that far, because if Riggs gets a base hit or on base, we just need to get Rex Leverett from third base, and I believe we will win this in a run rule. 10-1 right now. That one's a little low. One ball, no strikes. Riggs, Toby at the plate, ready to win the game. That one is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Patterson for the Spencerville Bearcats. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians have the bases loaded, one man out, and we lead 10-1. And Riggs Toby fouls that one back. He was wanting to kind of win the game for us right there. Two balls and a strike. Riggs steps back in. Two balls, one strike. Patterson on the mound. That one's a little outside. Three balls and one strike. We're one ball away from winning the game on a walk. Bases are loaded with Indians. We lead by 9. Bottom of the sixth inning. One run in already. That one's high. And that is the game. As soon as Rex strolls in and steps on the plate, which he just did, and that is 11-1, and that is the game. We'll be back to wrap things up here and go over things that are coming up. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Indians win 11-1 in six innings. Back right after this.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
We're back here at the battleground where the Indians come away with a very nice 11-1 victory in six innings over the Spencerville Bearcats. And this is extremely unofficial, but I have the Indians with 11 hits, 8 walks, struck out 3 times, left 8 runners on base, and had a couple of guys hit by pitches. And for the Spencerville Bearcats, I had 7 hits, 3 walks. We struck them out 9 times. Reese Evers struck out 7, and the relievers, I believe it was Sage, had one strikeout, and I'm not sure exactly how it went. We ended up with 9 strikeouts. We had at least one error. We left 10 on, they left 10 on base, and we hit one of them with a pitch. So Indians again win 11-1. Had a run in the second, 5 in the fourth, 3 more in the fifth, and the 2 in the sixth inning, and still had the bases loaded with only one out, so could have scored more if necessary, probably. So for the Spencerville Bearcats, they scored 1 in the fifth inning. So what we have coming up here, tomorrow scheduled, hope we get to play, is the weather doesn't look good, but we're going to give it everything we have, and I know the ground crew is going to do the best they can because we don't want to get backed up here. So about Tuesday, tomorrow, we host Waynesfield Goshen. That's the first game of the tournament, the sectional semifinal. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. It's a 5:30 start time, just like tonight, and OHSAA requires us to charge admission for the tournaments. That's $8 for adults, $5 for students. And it is, even though you have to pay a little bit at the gate, it is dime a dog night at the concession stand. So they're giving back to you almost, if you can eat enough hot dogs, you'll come out ahead. So it's a dime a dog night at the concession stand. So as long as they last, and they're going to get a bunch of them from what I've heard. And then also Tuesday, the girls will be playing in the district semifinal. They'll be playing Coldwater. And that'll be a 6 p.m. start, and that'll be on WPGW 100.9 FM. The 6 p.m. is an approximate time. They're playing the second game. The first game is 4 o'clock, depending on how long that goes. It'll be a 6 o'clock game. Now, if the guys win on Tuesday, they will play on Thursday at Crestview. And that'll be the sectional final, and that'll be a 5 o'clock start. The girls, if they win on Tuesday, they would play on Thursday at 5 o'clock at Lima Bath. So we'll see how all of that goes. Good luck to our Indians teams. While we're here, let's just real quick go through the MAC final standings. Versailles and Minster tied at 8-1 at the top of the MAC. St. Henry and Coldwater tied for third place at 6-3. Delphi St. John's came away from our Indians last Friday, I believe it was, up at Delphus in eight innings and beat us. So they are 5-4. Indians are 4-5. Then Marion Local, I believe, was also 4-5. Parkway, I believe, ended up 2-7. New Bremen 2-7, and New Knoxville 0 wins and 9 losses. But a much improved New Knoxville team. Still not quite up to MAC caliber, but they are scoring runs and winning some games. So I think the most they'd won in the last 3 years was 2 games, and they won at least 5 this year. I might even seen where they scored a victory either Friday or Saturday. So that's what's going on. Again, tomorrow night scheduled, girls at Lima Bath, boys here against Waynesfield Goshen in a 5:30 start. Both of those require $8 for adults and $5 for students. But here at the Battleground, it is Dime a Dog Night. So get up here, root on the Indians. If you're not up at the girls' game, get up there and root them on too. But you can listen to both of them. The girls will be on 100.9 FM WPGW, and the boys will be here on Fort Recovery Radio. So I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank all you guys for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow night with tournament baseball. And we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.